Each day on this broadcast, you hear me conclude by saying, traveling the countryside. I do each interview on location, and that's still the case, although I keep a savings account of stories, if you will, in case I can't travel for a while. I'm currently at home on the farm, doing my part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But here on the airwaves, we will continue to travel the countryside. Please stay safe and well. Today's story, after this. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It's simply known as the thing.
What we're talking about, the thing, looks like simply a carved wooden plaque of the seal of the United States. And it was presented by Russian school children to the then American ambassador, Avril Harriman.
Peter Ernst says the seal was given to the ambassador on August 4, 1945, in appreciation to the U.S. and helping win World War II.
The device contained a bug that could listen in on voice conversations. But when we finally found it, we were amazed. We had never seen anything like it.
The seal hung in the ambassador's office for over 6 years.
There were no batteries. There was no transmitter. It was simply a device that lay in a cavity in the seal, and it was covered from the back by beaming something into the embassy like a laser beam. They could follow the vibrations of what was in there.
Those vibrations could be interpreted into sound waves, allowing Soviet spies to listen to conversations. Today, the device is just one of the many artifacts at the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C.
I would be very interested, and I don't think we know yet, what the take was for the Soviets from that device. By take, I mean, how much were they able to get? How clear was it? What was the nature of the conversations they finally were able to listen in on?
The device was discovered by accident, then studied by the Americans to learn how the technology operated. In 1960, during the UN meetings concerning the American U-2 spy plane that crashed in the Soviet Union, the U.S. ambassador showed the bugging device and the seal to illustrate that spying between the nations had occurred for many years. Today, the Great Seal is a unique piece of Cold War history on display here. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.